This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The economic news out of China continues to be glum to borderline lousy. A survey over there today by the People's Bank of China showed small business confidence, entrepreneurial confidence, is still falling as the third quarter expires. Not all things economic are straight business, though. At the end of July, China was chosen to host the 2022 Winter Olympic Games. The big ceremonies and some of the skating events are going to be held in Beijing, but a lot of the skiing is going to happen a couple of hours away up in the mountains. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz took a trip up there to what is rapidly becoming a mountain boom town.
The doors to the office for China's Olympics bidding committee in the city of Zhangjiakou are secured with a bike lock. Committee officials sit inside smoking. Not a scene you'd imagine for a place that was just awarded the 2022 Olympics.
It was a good time to bid. In the end, it came down to just two countries.
Committee Deputy Director Zhang Chunsheng is proud Team China beat out Team Kazakhstan for the gold. He admits it was no coincidence there weren't any developed countries in the final bidding round.
People in more developed countries aren't sure whether the Olympics will be good for them, but people here want change. They hope the Olympics will bring more opportunity.
The question is, more opportunity for whom? Half an hour up in the mountains in the ski town of Chongli, it's clear who's got a head start.
We started construction on the four-star Tang-In Hot Spring Club, the Tangshan Villas, and the five-star Intercontinental Hotel.
Zhao Tiere works for a developer that's building Four Seasons Town Dream Resort, no relation to the famous hotel chain. A 3D map at the sales office shows acres of ski runs, villas, and attractions that appeal to China's nouveau riche, things like a Royal Belgian homing pigeon base and an organic canteen. Out-of-town investors dressed in designer sunglasses and suits hop out of luxury SUVs to take a look. Zhao Fang bought a condo months ago before the Olympics announcement. Its value has risen by 20%, so she's come back to buy another.
I was thinking that if we got the Olympics, the price would suddenly rise like crazy. And that's what happened. I'm thrilled.
Somebody who's not so thrilled? A pair of local officials who've been tipped off that a foreign journalist is in town. They insist on escorting me wherever I go. I tell them they're about to become the main characters in this story. They think about that for a moment and then split. There's a reason why they're nervous. That I'll talk to people like this guy. Lu Wanku herds cattle. He's lived in this tiny brick home for more than 20 years. Now, it's in the way of a Four Seasons Town Dream Resort ski run. He says the local government's giving him a paltry few thousand dollars for his house. He's got 2 weeks to move out.
I guess I'll go further up into the mountains. Who can afford to live here anymore? I've never even seen people ski before, but they're building a resort on top of me. It doesn't matter. Who can stand in the way of the Olympics? You do what you're told.
That's the attitude in nearby Taizicheng, too. It's a farming village that'll soon be wiped off the map for the Olympic Village. In 7 years, thousands of athletes from all over the world will stay here. But now, in its final days, the only sign of life on the village's main street is a camel tied to a post chewing hay. He stands in front of a propaganda sign warning villagers about religious cults and drugs. A farmer on a tractor selling chicken parts drives past. Lu Junfang stops to chat on her way home from her cabbage field. She's lived here all her life.
I hope they build a new village for us. If they give us land, I suppose I'll continue to farm. If not, then I'll have to see.
One reason she seems so blasé is nobody here has heard where they'll be moved to. The other reason might be the local official who showed up as I began talking to her. Different one from the guys before, but just as jittery. I ask him where everyone's going to move. He doesn't know either. Up at the ski resort where the events will take place, marketing director Isaac Zhao shakes his head at all the confusion and the ballooning real estate bubble.
We've told the local government money is not what is needed right now. You need a plan. You need to let the world see that in 7 years, a small town like ours can host an international event. We've got a long way to go.
Local restaurant owner Ho Manyu agrees. He was a chef for Chinese leader Deng Xiaoping and a war hero from China's brief conflict with Vietnam in the late 70s. He's a communist through and through. His restaurant is adorned with photos of Chairman Mao. He says he's proud the motherland will host the Olympics, but he hopes the local proletariat gets something out of the deal.
Judging from the current situation, I don't think the Olympics will benefit the common people whatsoever. Land prices will climb sky high. But if you're a big businessman, you'll make millions. You're screwing it up for us locals.
As he says this, a customer tells him to be careful what he says to a foreign journalist. What? He yells back. It's the truth. He keeps an eye on his customer and says, the Communist Party tells the truth. In Chongli, Hebei Province, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.